Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Robin is calling in Point Loma. Robin, tell us about your annoying holiday office party.
I would say the most annoying thing about my work holiday party, it's like in the middle of the week.
Yes.
So we have
to be
at work at like 8 a.m. the next day and be kind of somewhat functional. Like, why wouldn't the party just be on a Friday so I can use the weekend to sleep it off? It makes more sense.
Oh, Robin.
Yes, it does.
I wonder if
sense.
We can relate to what you're talking about. Because we too have, and this is exactly why we're talking about this. And I listen, maybe I shouldn't talk about this. I don't want to sound like pee-pee pants John the whole morning.
Okay.
But seriously, the holiday party in the middle of the week.
I know. I almost came tonight.
I'm sorry?
For whatever reason in my head, I thought our holiday party was tonight. I almost
it's
showed up
not even
up
Thanksgiving
tonight.
Yet. What are you talking about?
I know. I am so messed up with my dates and the what's going on when
all
and
right.
where I'm supposed to be because it's just constant right now.
Well, I'll let you know
almost ready to show up this evening with my husband. Can you imagine? We show up, there's like, where is everybody?
Yeah. Well, that'd be a lame party. Cleaning crew. People to water
we
our
don't
plants.
Have a cleaning crew.
Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on KSON. Our phone number is 833-287-1037. Tammy and I weren't at our holiday party last year because we were doing a live show in Cabo, darn it.
That's what it was.
And we heard that last year's party, they had it here in the building,
uh-huh,
in our beautiful new building, in our sound space, which transforms into a party space. And I imagine it was beautiful, different kinds of food stations.
Sure.
And, and we're very thrilled and very thankful that our company thinks enough, our local company thinks enough to do that for us. Thank you.
Right.
That said, you can't do it on a Friday night, to paraphrase Robin.
Right. And I know that every single one of these people, supposedly there are seven types of people at every office party. I know every one of these was there. And I'm going to end with the one that we have a story about later.
Is number one throw up in the water fountain guy?
That's the nervous drinker. So stressed out by the party, has three drinks or more over their limit, and in our case, throws up in the cooler.
No,
there were multiple places.
I don't know what you people were doing, druggies, here at this party last year.
But all
I heard about when we were in Cabo was that someone yacked in a beer cooler, someone yacked in the water fountain, and someone just yacked on the floor.
Oh.
Apparently downstairs outside, too.
Oh, my God. What the hell is going on here?
I know.
Well, seriously, when you are at a you're still at a work party. You don't want to get stupid drunk.
Obviously, somebody didn't want to. I mean, it's not like somebody's like, yeah, that was me. Like, they were proud of it.
With all due respect,
one of them, somebody did fess up to one of them, but just one of the five.
Wait, did you say five?
It was
there
like
were five random acts of vomit?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so we'd like to hear about your annoying Christmas parties, holiday parties for your office, if you even have one anymore. I mean,
yeah,
a lot of offices.
Don't.
And I guess I know why now. Mm-hmm. Here's how smart our bosses are, with all due respect. We're having the same party in the same place this year. I mean, I guess.
I hope there's booze. What if we had one and they didn't serve booze?
After last year, they should not serve booze.
Why? Because a couple people ruined it for everybody?
Yes. Mm. That's the way life goes, Tam.
Okay, Dad.
833-287-1037. Let's talk something more important.
1037 KSON. Put you on the road to Stagecoach.
Powered by your San Diego County Toyota dealers.
Oh, my God. That's just life. Back in my day. Nicole Darr from Mission Valley. Nicole Darr from Mission Valley, you are on the clock. You have 10 minutes to give us a call back. 833-287-1037. Nicole Darr, we want to set you out on the road to Stagecoach 2020.
Do you really think it's out of line to think that a company, after dealing with what they dealt with last year at the party, would say there's absolutely no party this year?
No, I don't think it's out of line, but it's just a bummer that...
I'm surprised that we're having a party this year. I'm excited because we're going to be here for this one. I like holiday parties, actually. Because I don't throw up in water fountains. Because you shouldn't. Anywhere. Make it to the bathroom. It's right next to the water fountain, dude. Or dudette, I guess. Mm-hmm. Sarah has an addition to that during the week party. Sarah.
All right.
I mean,
mean, I guess that it's after hours, so we have to stay a little bit later. But other than that, it's pretty fun.
They are fun. Don't get me wrong. And I love I mean, I think you guys know this. I love socializing with my coworkers. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Which is why we've thought about getting John one of those toddler leashes so that when we can't find him, when we have to do something, we can just yank it.
Go, John. Come on.
I'm picturing
you an interview.
Standing in the back, yapping away with Jeremy or everybody back there. And all of a sudden, you just get yanked. And you're like, gotta go, guys.
Yeah. Put a leash on John. That's funny to you?
I'm sorry. Listen, you're the first to admit you wander off.
I don't wander. To know the people with whom I work.
Yes, and you wander off.
I like
off
to socialize
sometimes.
And be nice to people. Yes. This can be a very tough business sometimes. And sometimes you work with somebody, the next day they're just gone. So I want to make sure I'm friends with these people. What's wrong with that? You don't have to give me a leash, and you don't have to give me a personal assistant, Tanya, to escort me.
It still didn't work. You still wandered off.
That actually happened. We left a meeting 2 days ago. Tanya's by my side.
We were like, on a time crunch.
She's like, John, I've been assigned to escort you back to the prod room. I'm like, that's funny. She's like, I'm not joking, John. Let's go right now. And she does not mess around. She might be little, but she is mighty.
Yes, she is. And listen, escaped it. It's just we were on a time crunch. Right. That's all.
Anyway. I'm tired of this being about me. Isaac, lame holiday party.
Yes.
So we had one last year, and the one thing that they did was nobody really brought the food. So we had to call a catering company, and we had to have the company pay for it because everyone agreed that they were going to bring food. And then they showed up with nothing.
Wait, Isaac, wait. So you guys all agreed to save money for the company, that you're going to do a potluck and bring your own food, and then no one showed up with any food the night of the party?
Well, they showed up and just with no food. Everyone who offered to pay for food, they didn't bring anything. So they had to ask our bosses for the company card to go pay for the food. It was kind of embarrassing because a lot of people who actually brought a few things, they kind of were overwhelmed that everyone was grabbing from their stuff first because no one really wanted to grab the catering company because it was already cold. It was really annoying. It was really embarrassing for the rest of us who've been there for a while.
I'm sorry, gang. Mm. We have to stop the party. I've run out of noodle koodle.
Right.
The only person that brought anything. That's a lame party, dude.
Yeah, it is.
That's a lame party. You work with lame people. Oh, I'm sorry, Isaac. No one brought food. Right? They all agreed to bring food.
Yeah.
Think you're missing the purpose of a potluck, people.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.